Also in the news, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is here in Washington, where he had an initial meeting on Monday before a private dinner at the White House tonight, both of those with President Obama. And later today, Mr. Modi will take part in bilateral discussions at the White House called an effort to expand and deepen the U.S.-India strategic partnership. We get more now from VOA's Victor Beatty.
Obama administration officials have called the bilateral relationship a defining partnership of the 21st century. The United States has expressed support for Mr. Modi's economic reforms and will offer assistance in counterterrorism and energy security. The Indian Prime Minister is also expected to meet corporate leaders from companies like Google, IBM, General Electric, Goldman Sachs, and Boeing in a bid to lure foreign investment. RAND Corporation India analyst Rafiq Dosani says Mr. Modi's message to them is simple. India is open for business.
That the red tape that historically almost defines doing business in India is a thing of the past. There are things here which he's promising and which he's yet to deliver on, but his intent is to deliver a strong message that things will change.
IHS Global Chief Economist Rajiv Biswas also says India is looking to the United States to help New Delhi modernize its armed forces and develop its domestic defense industry.
For Prime Minister Modi, the key priorities during his visit to the U.S. are the economic aspects, to build up the trade and investment relationship, to persuade U.S. multinationals that India is on the rise again, the economy is on the mend, and that he is going to be much more dynamic than the previous government in dealing with approvals for new investments, and also to strengthen the defense cooperation with a number of major negotiations now very well advanced, particularly for a deal of $2.5 billion for the Indian military purchase of Apache and Chinook helicopters, but also other major deals are under negotiation as well.
Biswas says India represents one of the world's fastest-growing consumer markets, with total consumer spending forecast to rise from $1.1 trillion last year to $4.3 trillion by 2023. Bilateral trade reached $63.7 billion in 2013, slightly below what India traded with China. But Biswas says when trade and services is factored in, the U.S.-India trade relationship actually totaled about $94 billion last year. Sunday, Mr. Modi received an enthusiastic welcome from thousands of Indian Americans who filled New York's famed Madison Square Garden.
America, dunya ka sabse purana loktantra hai.
Mr. Modi said America is the oldest democracy in the world. India is the biggest democracy in the world, he said. The entire world has come and settled down in India, and the people of India have gone and settled down in the entire world. One of those in attendance, Sunny Khurana, called the Prime Minister a new type of leader.
He spoke like a world leader. That's been lacking in mostly all of India's leadership in the past. We've had politicians, but no genuine world leader. One-sixth of humanity definitely deserves a person who can talk and kind of get a whole movement started. And he's the man. He's the man for the job.
The RAND Corporation's Rafiq Dosani says Mr. Modi's trip is personally important to burnish his world standing in light of the controversy surrounding the revocation of his U.S. visa in 2005 in the wake of sectarian violence in Gujarat state during his tenure as chief minister. Dosani says if he can create a good impression in America, it improves his standing elsewhere, thus making this more important than his visits to Japan and China. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.